Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News. Monday, June 27th already, 2022. Stand up for your country. Boy, we worked hard this weekend. My entire staff. And I think we have the best synopsis, analysis of monumental Supreme Court decisions in the country, probably the world. Now, if I'm overstating it, bill@billoreilly.com, bill@billoreilly.com. I know we have millions of people watching and listening to us around the world, but where do you see what we have for you? All right, I'm going to stop bloviating about that and get right to the talking points memo. It is about the abortion decision, which returns the medical procedure abortion to the states to decide how it is implemented. That is a talking points memo. Now, let's start with the most radical reaction to the court's 5-4 decision. Go.
This court has lost legitimacy. They have burned whatever legitimacy they may still have had after their gun decision, after their voting decision, after their union decision. They just took the last of it and set a torch to it with the Roe versus Wade opinion. I believe we need to get some confidence back in our court, and that means we need more justices on the United States Supreme Court.
So she wants to blow up the court, and she now becomes the most radical senator in the country, surpassing Bernie Sanders. That woman has no respect for the Constitution whatsoever. She is only in business to impose a far-left progressive view on the country. Note the word impose. So she wants to turn the Supreme Court into a political body, whereby there'd be 24, 25. And of course, they'd all be political appointees, depending on what president was nominating them. So that would destroy the concept of the nine, which has served this country well. So to recap, Elizabeth Warren, now the most radical left senator in the country. All right, the media was, of course, promoting the wickedness of the Supreme Court. Here's NBC's Chuck Todd.
What we know is abortion is likely to be banned in roughly half the states. And Justice Clarence Thomas suggested birth control, gay rights, and same-sex marriage could be next.
Oh, that is not true. That is a lie. But he doesn't care. He's doing what his NBC newsmasters want him to do. So he says, likely to be banned in roughly half the states. That would be 25 states. Do you know how many states right now are considering total bans of abortion? 3. They are South Dakota, Louisiana, and Kentucky. 3. And in those states, they're not likely to get a total ban of abortion. There will be a health component that we'll get to in a little while. So Todd basically throws this out to create hysteria from the misguided people who watch NBC News. If you're watching that vehicle, you're not watching for truthful news coverage. You're watching because you like the left-wing propaganda that agency spits out every day. Okay, number 3, Nora O'Donnell, CBS Evening News, on Friday interviews the executive director of Planned Parenthood, Kelly Robinson. Go.
The courts have failed this country. The courts have failed women and pregnant people all over this country. I have to remind you, there is no state in this country where banning abortion is popular.
Okay, so I don't mind Kelly Robinson being interviewed by Nora O'Donnell. But if you're going to do that, you have to bring in a pro-life person, to be fair. Did Nora O'Donnell do that? No. Not one pro-life guest on Friday evening CBS News. Not one. Now, they know that this is just disseminating Planned Parenthood propaganda. And again, it's okay for them to have Kelly Robinson, but you know that you have somebody else to balance. CBS News don't want any balance. Okay. How about ABC News? They ran a clip 15 seconds with Carol Tobias, National Right to Life Committee president. 15 seconds. And then they had all kinds of outrage about the decision. So Muir gave 15 seconds to the pro-life. How about Lester Holt over at NBC Nightly News? Lester gave Ms. Tobias 30 seconds, twice as long as Muir did. So the fix is in. I mean, everybody, you got to know it by now. None of these agencies are ever going to tell you what the truth is or balance out opinion. Ever. It's all going to be left-wing progressive stuff. Let's get on to the most radical member in the House of Representatives. Go.
What the Supreme Court just did was that they chose to endanger the lives of all women and all birthing people in this country. But not only that, they've chosen to strip rights from men too. Because frankly, the right to our own bodies and the right to form our families, this is something that belongs to all of us.
To all birthing people. I guess that's women. I guess. I mean, this is just a caricature. But Ms. Ocasio-Cortez wants to run against Schumer in New York for Senate. They'll keep an eye on that. But she's the most radical. I mean, there are a few others that are almost tied with her, but she's the highest profile. Okay, so the only agencies that ran any pro-life stuff were Fox News, OANN, and Newsmax. Here's Senator Tim Scott from South Carolina. Go.
Think about this. Fundamental to being an American is the promise of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It all starts with life. So protecting life on the national level, we should all celebrate today, or yesterday, should I say, as a really powerful day. Every day should be a day of celebration of life.
Okay, isn't that a legitimate? Why didn't Norah O'Donnell put that on? You know, he's a sitting senator from South Carolina. On Fox News, Stacey Abrams showed up, all right? And she is a radical leftist progressive running for governor in Georgia. And she supports abortion for any reason at any time. Go.
So I'm going to take that as a up to 9 months in some cases, depending on the woman, correct?
That is not what I said. I said this is a medical decision. And the medical decisions that have to be made in context. This is a specious approach to try to denude the entire argument.
Oh, what a bunch of BS. You guys in Georgia voting for her. I mean, again, there's no doubt. She supports abortion anytime for any reason. Now, this is a very important segment that I'm going to give you, and it's very brief because I got a good guest on this. In Germany, all right, abortion is illegal except with mandatory counseling in the first trimester. So even in the first trimester, if you want an abortion in Germany, you have to get counseling, and then it has to be a written report from the counselor. But after first trimester in Germany, unless the woman could die, no abortion. Italy, illegal after 90 days or 3 months. Spain, illegal after 14 weeks. France, illegal after 14 weeks. UK, illegal after 24 weeks. So America, Canada, China, and Russia have the most liberal abortion laws in the world. Okay, those four countries. It's insane. So when you're listening to all this hysteria from the progressive left in America, keep in mind, Germany, Italy, Spain, France, and the UK have far more restrictions on abortion than we do. Okay, Nancy Pelosi and Vice President Harris are in charge of using the abortion decision for political gain. Okay, they have been designated to try to turn this Biden debacle around by using abortion. First, Ms. Pelosi, go.
This is deadly serious, but we are not going to let this pass. A woman's right to choose reproductive freedom is on the ballot in November. We cannot allow them to take charge so that they can institute their goal, which is to criminalize reproductive freedom, to criminalize it.
Okay. By the way, the Archbishop of San Francisco, Salvatore Corleone, was right to sanction that woman. How about Kamala Harris? Go.
Today, I invite all people to stand together in defense of one of the most fundamental ideals and principles that for generations, for centuries, I believe, we had held dear, which is that fundamental principle about the importance of liberty. To stand for liberty, to stand for freedom, to stand for self-determination, and for the right to privacy.
Which, of course, does not exist in the Constitution. By the way, I get a lot of mail. Is this going to impact the November elections? I don't know. I don't think so. The economy is so harmful to working Americans. It's an important issue, but is that going to override people losing an enormous amount of money because of the Biden administration's incompetence? I would say no, but nobody can say for certain. But Pelosi and Harris are the two point people to keep this issue alive into November. All right, let's go to our guest. Dr. John Baker comes from us, Florida. He is Professor Emeritus at the Paul Herbert or Hebert Law Center in Louisiana. It's probably Hebert down there in Cajun country, LSU. So Dr. Baker has a webinar, okay? The Federalist Society in Recognition of July 4th, this coming Thursday, entitled We Are Still One People, Do We Hold These Truths? It's at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time. So you can go to fedsoc.org. Or the Federalist Society's YouTube page to sign up. I'm going to have somebody watch that. I don't know if I'll be able to myself, but it should be interesting. Doctor, I did a pretty, I think, comprehensive summation of what the reaction to the Roe v. Wade ruling was. Did I leave out anything of importance?
Well, you were actually understated in the sense that the been violent protests and even things that would be condemned if anybody on the right did them. So you're certainly not off, and you could have gone much further, actually.
Well, tomorrow we are going to do that, but I wanted to take an extra day to see which are bogus claims, untrue claims of violence, and which are true. So that's my style. I don't jump right in. Now, you are a pro-life guy. Would that be accurate?
Yeah, I've argued abortion cases over the years, and I've drafted abortion legislation.
What is your vision for Louisiana, which is on one of the most restrictive lists for abortion? What would you like to see in your state happen vis-a-vis abortion?
Well, the person who actually drafts those statutes now, basically, Dorinda Bordley, she went over the statute with me about a month ago. And they had to fight off people who wanted to actually undermine the pro-life effort by putting in a different statute that would have criminalized it, made it criminal for the woman. And as Dorinda said, we don't want to criminalize this for the woman. We are worried about the woman as much as we are worried about the unborn child.
All right. But in Louisiana, because most people now watching and listening don't live there, what is your vision? What should happen if a woman wants an abortion?
Well, I think their statute is going to go into effect very soon if it's the legislature, I think, is finished with it. But if they finish with it, it'll be in effect in the law very shortly in July sometime.
But what is that? Tell us what it is.
What it is it basically a almost total ban. I don't know exactly how they worded the life of the mother exception. I didn't look at that part of the text, so I can't tell you about that specific issue.
What about rape and incest?
It's probably not in there.
Okay, so now we're getting into real heavy territory. You read my column on BillO'Reilly.com about equal protection.
Okay, so, but equal protection doesn't apply. The Supreme Court in the Alito opinion was very clear about this. This is not an equal protection issue.
Okay, but I'm going to the states by state because each state's going to be different. So right. If there is a catastrophic, and you'd have to have two physicians attest to that, catastrophic health danger to a woman to birth a baby, that a woman could die or the woman could be maimed forever or whatever it may be, it's going to be hard, and it probably would go back to the Supreme Court for the states to say no. Because men can't get pregnant. So it's equal protection.
Yeah, you're running a couple of things together. Rape and life of the mother are not the same thing. What happened after Roe was the Doe case, which went along with it, and it created, quote, a health exception. And as everybody who followed this issue realized, the health exception means there's no limit.
That's right. So and I don't have any quibble with that. I'm talking about the most extreme circumstances. I'm talking about two physicians telling the state of Louisiana, this woman birth, she may die. I know that will not happen in Louisiana, that the Supreme Court would overturn Louisiana's law if it tries to do that. Now, rape and incest, I don't believe that will stand either. I don't believe the Supreme Court will allow states to force a woman to birth in cases of rape and incest. It will go back to them, correct?
All right. Look, it doesn't mean the cases aren't going to go back because you don't know exactly what the vote is among the five who were there anyway, who voted for
it. No, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about... We have propaganda on the progressive left that says all abortions are going to be banned and a woman's going to die or the rape and incest is going to have to birth. I am predicting right here that will not happen because all of that's going to be challenged. It's going to go back and the Supreme Court will have to clarify it. Am I wrong on that?
No, I basically agree with you. But what I'm telling you is that when I drafted statutes years ago, we dealt head on with this issue and we knew how to craft it. And these are good lawyers who are actually drafting it. In some states, you don't have good lawyers drafting it, but I'm very confident in the lawyer in Louisiana who's doing this.
All right, but you don't want a mother who may die to be forced to birth, do you?
No, I don't want that. What I want is the doctor to go in and save both of them.
Okay. And that's what would have to happen. But if it's not going to happen, and you know there are cases like this, not a lot, but there are, the state of Louisiana has to give them a little room in that.
Look, there is a difference between a statute as written, okay, and the way it is actually enforced. I mean, I used to be a DA, an assistant DA in New Orleans. Not every statute is enforced. And in a difficult case like that, you're not going to find the DA enforcing it.
Okay, but that's not the point. The point is that the Supreme Court will have to clarify the most extreme cases in the sense that the states will have to follow equal protection. Because again, men
can't get pregnant. No, they don't have to follow equal protection. The whole point about federalism is that there are only certain issues that fall under equal protection.
And but this will be one of them. I mark my words. I'm not a lawyer. You're you're much smarter than I am. But this will be
I'm telling you that in the opinion itself, a big part of it is Justice Alito making very clear this is not an equal protection case.
Okay.
Why?
But when they go back for specifics, particularly about death, Alito is going to change his mind. I'll tell you that.
No, he's not. That's not the way it works.
You think Judge Alito is going to go up there and say that I'm going to ban abortion even if a woman's going to die? He's not going to do that, doctor.
He's not banning abortion. The whole point is that's not what judges do.
This is semantics now. Now we're into semantics. I'm telling you, there's not one judge on that court.
We're into law.
There's not one judge on that court that's going to say in the United States of America, a woman has to birth a baby if the woman could die, as attested by two physicians. There isn't one Supreme Court judge going to do it. Last word.
Okay. Bill, The problem is, and I understand the problem, is that most people look at all these controversial issues that go to the Supreme Court as a political win one way or the other. Justice Alito wrote a 79-page opinion with appendices after it to go through every argument presented by the abortion clinic, every argument presented by the Biden administration, every argument presented by the dissenters. This is a legal argument, and each case is going to be somewhat different. I can't say that what you're saying won't happen, but I can tell you this, it's going to be more complicated. And that is exactly why it's easy to politicize things, because very few people are going to read 79 pages.
Absolutely. But I think I'm on right ground. But look, Doc, we'll have you back. But I know there's going to be challenges to this, as do you, and we will follow the case. And we really appreciate it. I want everybody to go to the Federalist Society, all right, their YouTube page. That's the easiest way. And check out the doctor's webinar on Thursday. And I'm glad you mentioned Joe Biden, because we have a soundbite from Mr. Biden, who's now in Europe, by the way. Here's what he said after the Supreme Court ruling. Go.
Let me be very clear and unambiguous. The only way we can secure a woman's right to choose, the balance that existed, is for Congress to restore the protections of Roe v. Wade as federal law.
Yeah, but then it'll be just thrown out. See, this guy doesn't even understand that federal law is subject to the Supreme Court's decision on the law. He doesn't even get that. You can pass all your federal law you want, but if the Supreme Court says it violates the Constitution of the United States, the federal law goes down. The president of the United States doesn't even understand that. It's just shocking. It's crazy. Okay. Biden, as I said, is in Europe. He is there to meet with the G7. And it's all about Putin. Putin's running roughshod. We all know that. So he left on Saturday night. He got there, I guess, Sunday morning. And today is Monday. And he didn't do anything. He had a photo op with G7 leaders and their families. Okay. Maybe it's jet lag. He's just leading up to it. Nothing going to happen about this. On Thursday, there's a NATO summit. The good news is that NATO is now being forced to up their defense capabilities, pay more, and have more soldiers. So Putin, who's just a wreck himself. And did you know that the Russian government defaulted over the weekend on debt? Did you know that? I mean, this guy, he's hanging like this, Putin. But anyway, that's down the road. So we'll keep an eye on Biden in Europe. I don't think he's going to do anything. Another Supreme Court ruling today. Okay, I told you about Joe Kennedy, football coach, Washington State, Bremerton High. Okay, there's Joe. After the game, he went to the middle of the field. He said a prayer. Okay, some of his players joined him, but there was no mandate. If they wanted to say a prayer, they could. So, of course, in Washington State, one of the most secular places in the union, they try to get rid of Joe. He sued, went to the Supreme Court, and Joe won today. Here's what I said on June 14th. Go. So the federal government can't tell you what to believe, and it cannot promote religion. Can't. But that doesn't mean you can't pray in public. There's no separation there. I'd be surprised if the Supreme Court doesn't rule in Kennedy's favor.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Okay, and I was right again. Now, I'm not doing this to gloat. I'm just doing this to tell all the viewers and listeners that this is a serious news broadcast, that we are correct 90% of the time. So if you want to waste your time over in the other places that don't give you anything, okay, you're American, you have freedom. Now, isn't it interesting that Breyer, Kagan, and Sotomayor, the three liberal judges, nobody ever says anything about them voting block liberal always. So they hate Alito and Thomas and Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, Barrett. They hate them because they're considered conservative. But the three liberals, they're okay. Media doesn't have any problem. Tomorrow, we are going to do a segment on the three liberals and how crazy they vote. They don't care about the Constitution. It's all political votes. At least the conservatives couch their decisions in what the Constitution says or doesn't say. So right to privacy, that's an inference they're talking about. There's no right to it. Not in the Constitution. Okay. So anyway, Joe Kennedy wins. All right. He gets, I guess, his job back if he wants it. And you can say a prayer. Any coach can say a prayer after the game and they can't stop you. Vermont. Now, this is one of my favorite stories. So I know Vermont pretty well. Vermont is a very liberal state. Ben and Jerry territory. Bernie Sanders is their senator. Okay? Leahy, another senator. Crazy left. Did you know that Vermont is ranked number 2 with the least restrictive gun laws? Number 2. Okay? The first most restrictive is Mississippi. So Vermont, you can carry any gun anytime. You don't need a license. You don't need anything. So you cross over from New York State, which, of course, the Supreme Court just slapped down because they wouldn't let anybody carry a gun for any reason. That's overstating it, but very few. You cross the border, because New York borders Vermont, you can carry a gun into church, whatever you want. Okay, so how is, remember, when the Supreme Court slapped down the New York State gun law, all the crazy lefties went, oh, now there's going to be mass murder, ah, blah, blah. Remember? Remember? Of course you do. You know how many murders there were last year in Vermont? 9. 9. It was the second lowest number to New Hampshire of murders in the entire union. 9. And everybody can carry. So that just destroys the progressive argument that, oh, the law-abiding citizens carrying guns, you're going to, oh, I got to shoot them. No. It's the criminals who commit the crimes, the gun violence, and the loons. And like we saw in Norway over the weekend, loon goes in and kills 2 or whatever and shoots down all these. That's Norway. You'll never stop that, but it's less than 1% of the murders in the USA. The stats are fuzzy here, but it's no more than 2.5%, and most people say less than 1%. So I wanted to bring you the Vermont thing that proves my point. The law-abiding people aren't committing murders. It's crazy. Chicago, they got plenty of murders, all right? 5-month-old baby girl, Cecilia Thomas, shot in a car, dead. Over the weekend, 5 people in Chicago killed, 28 people wounded. 28 wounded in Chicago. All right, here's reaction to baby Cecilia being murdered. Go.
We need this city to do what we got to do, to put eyes on this young lady, eyes on that driver, until they brought, have been arrested, because this is disgusting. This is a disgrace. This is the lowest you can get. And that bullet went through the back of this car and hit this baby in the head.
Now, that soundbite was a man named Andrew Holmes, who is a crisis responder in Chicago. Now, Chicago is run by progressives, okay? All day long. Here's Mayor Lightfoot's resume, right? She was elected on May 20th, 2019, 3 years ago. 2,300 homicides, 11,200 shootings on her watch. All right? Is that what you want? Unbelievable. So the richest man in Chicago is saying bye. His name is Ken Griffin. He's the CEO of Citadel LLC. This guy, Griffin's worth $29 billion. He's moving his company and himself to Miami, Florida. He says, quote, I've had multiple colleagues mugged at gunpoint. I have a colleague stabbed on her way to work. Countless issues of burglary. I mean, that's a really difficult backdrop with which to draw talent to your city. Bye-bye, Chicago. He's out of there. Ken Griffin. Smart. Rudy Giuliani. So he's campaigning with his son, Andrew. Republican primary tomorrow. Democratic primary in New York tomorrow. Giuliani's in Staten Island. And somebody slugs him in the back. A worker at a grocery store hits Giuliani. Go.
I got hit on the back as if a boulder hit me. It knocked me forward a step or two. It didn't knock me down, but it hurt tremendously. I did not know what it was. I had no idea what it was. And all of a sudden, I heard someone yell at it and say something I can't repeat.
Okay, the guy is 39-year-old Daniel Gill. He's been arrested. He's charged with second-degree assault for assaulting a person over the age of 65. He's out on bail, of course. Will they even prosecute him in New York? I guess they have to. This is so high profile. They don't want to. Awful. This day in history, June 27, 1950, President Truman orders U.S. forces to Korea 72 years ago. All right, the North Korean People's Army invaded South Korea. The USA came to their rescue. MacArthur, General MacArthur, appointed commander of all UN forces. And three-year war, okay? Brutal war. You don't hear much about it. The Korean War was brutal. You vets, you know, okay? South Korean deaths, 217,000, okay? North Korean deaths, 406,000. Chinese deaths, because they intervened on the side of the North Korean, 600,000. USA deaths, 54,000. All right, Korean War, about 2 million U.S. troops were deployed to that theater. And you know, the war was never ended. It was a ceasefire, but no formal treaty, which is why we have American troops there in South Korea now. Okay, I got a good mail segment and a final thought. I ran into Kelsey Grammer, Frazier, for you people who don't know the name right off the top, you should know it. And we had a very interesting discussion. I'll tell you about it as we continue. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Okay, let's go to the mail. Bill Wallers, Coram, New York, watching the steps of the Supreme Court with the pro-choice groups ranting about the ruling on abortion, several claiming 80% of the country supports abortion. So what are they concerned about? If 80% of the country supports it, they'll get what they want in the states. Don't be logical, Bill. Nancy. Your new column, thank you, Bill, for once again cutting out the extraneous hysteria, getting to the heart of both rulings. When I see you're synthesizing the material to the basic element of fact, it is very helpful. I appreciate that. The column is on the Roe v. Wade ruling and the gun ruling. Okay, that's on BillO'Reilly.com. We hope you all check it out. Bill Moore, Bryant, Texas. What are the odds we'll ever know who leaked Roe v. Wade draft decision out of the Supreme Court? Say 60-40 against. I think those are the odds. Should have known by now. John, according to New York Governor Hochul, the right to have a gun only means a musket. I don't think we're dealing with the brightest person here, Governor Hochul, but Janet, concierge member, check that out. I'm helping a lot of people this summer, directly helping them with finances, with travel plans. If you're a concierge member, you get direct access to me, and it's private. So Janet asks, as a law is passed for the right to carry, Should it not be followed by serious prison time for criminal gun carriers? Of course it should. That's my whole thing. Don't deprive law-abiding citizens of self-defense, but if you're a criminal and you commit a gun crime, you go to mandatory prison. It absolutely has to happen, but it won't. Tanya, concierge member, Bill, if the new gun control bill doesn't do anything, why are several Republicans supporting it? Because they want to see put forth that they're reasonable. There's nothing wrong with the red flag laws. I know the far right doesn't like them, but there's nothing wrong with those. Because you need due process, okay? You need evidence to act on the red flag law in the states. You just can't do it. Nick Matea, East Meadow, New York, close to my hometown of Levittown. Bill, is it true Mike Pence called for the National Guard, not Trump? That is false. So, guys, you know, you got to stay off those internet sites. Richard Fiorentino, Deer Park, New York, also on Long Island. You're missing the point on red flag laws. If I have a Trump bumper sticker, you don't think Democrats will exploit the law and weaponize? Look, I mean, probable cause has to be there. Jim Nichols. I'm going to save that letter. Winston Gummels, Miramar, Florida. Thank you for an amazing book, Killing the Killers. Nobody tells a story like you. Killers still going strong. And we have a great deal I'll get to in a minute. Michael, concierge member, have you viewed 2000 Mules and what do you think? We did the interview with Dinesh D'Souza. We discussed it. We did it. If you're a premium member or a concierge member, you can go to the website and access that. I know you can't see every show, but assume we did stuff like that. All right, here's Killers and Mob. Throw it on up. If you buy Killing the Killers, I'm extending this, and my staff is yelling at me because we're losing money on this. You buy Killing the Killers on BillO'Reilly.com, we'll give you Killing the Mob free only until July 4th, through July 4th, okay? And I'm doing this because money is tight. Those are two great summer reads. You got vacation time. If you're traveling in a car, get the audio. Your trip will go like that. So you get Killing the Mob free with the purchase of Killers. Now, signed books, we got behind because I can't even explain it. Maddening to me. 2,000 went out. So I got 500 left. They'll go out momentarily. See, my hand is like gnarled from signing up. And I apologize. See, it'll never happen again. Just fell through. But all of you who ordered signed books, signed Killing the Killers, you should have them or they're going to arrive momentarily. If you don't get them, let me know, please. Word of the day, do not be picayune, P-I-C-A-U-Y. I'm sorry. Let me start again. P-I-C-A-Y-U-N-E. All right, back with the final thought about Kelsey Grammer. Okay, here's the final thought of the day. Out here on the east end of Long Island, where I am, everything is insane price-wise. $25 burgers, maybe they'll give you fries, maybe not. $38 lobster rolls, I think more than 40 in some places. It's insane. You go to a restaurant, you got to bring wheelbarrows full of money because it's a short season and they know if people come out here, you know, people want to go out to eat this and that. So I run into Kelsey Grammer. Now, you remember Kelsey played Herod on Killing Jesus in addition to Frasier and everything else. Okay. And Kelsey I've known for a long, long time and he's a good guy. And we were pleased to have him in Killing Jesus. He did a great job. So we're kicking it around, you know, and he lives in L.A. and he comes out to the east end of Long Island in summer because it's the nicest place in the world out here, no doubt it, in my mind. And I'm telling him about, you know, hey, have you been out to eat? He goes, oh, it's crazy. I said, no matter how much money I have or you have, we still have that working class, what we were raised with sensibility. So it's not a matter of affording it. It's a matter of I'm absolutely offended by these prices. And he says, you know, I said the same thing. I said, my kids, this is crazy. And it's not that we can't afford it. It's just that there's something wrong with it. Because when I was growing up and when Kelsey was growing up, we didn't have very much. We didn't have, and if you read A Bold, Fresh Piece of Humanity, which is a funny book, but it's based on my life, I lay it out. You know how the O'Reillys in Levittown lived. And, you know, my father, forget it. I mean, it was like boom, 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 and we're not going out of that. So you want an appetizer? No. You get the entree, but no appetizers. Now, let me give you a few tips. So if you go to a restaurant, you have to expect that you're going to pay way more than you paid in the past. Don't buy a drink. If you buy a drink, you're just asking for it. All right? Water. Water with lemon is still free. Now, I'm sure they're going to try to overturn that, but you can still get water with lemon with your meal. Okay? Now, what's the difference between iced tea and water with lemon? Nothing. Okay? Secondly, unless you're a big brawny eater and you're starving, and never go to a restaurant when you're starving. Okay? Don't do that. Get a couple of appetizers, because the appetizers are usually tasty, and in some places they give you a pretty good portion. You get two appetizers, you know. Sometimes they do a little soup, a little salad, an appetizer, and I'm full. But when the appetizer, when the entree is $45 for a pork chop, come on, okay? Now, a lot of people, including my urchins, use the C word, the cheap word. And I go, look, it's not about that. It's not about being parsimonious. I upgrade the word. It's about right and wrong, and it's about smart and dumb, and it's about being exploited, and it's about, of course, Joe Biden, who couldn't give a rip that people are now in this financial hole. He didn't. That's the last thing that he cares about. And Pete Buttigieg, we're going to do this tomorrow. We're running down Buttigieg, one of the most incompetent civil servants I have ever seen. So I hope you join us tomorrow. We're going to do the liberal judges. We're going to do Buttigieg. And we got a couple of other things, the violence on the pro-choice groups. But again, we want to get it right. So that'll all be tomorrow. Thank you for watching this evening. And we will see, and listening this evening on the radio. We'll see you on Tuesday.